extraordinaire, but also lover of the Tour de France. Now that's all over, I thought we'd get him up early on a Saturday morning and he's going to take the chef's challenge. But right now on ABC Radio Sydney, from the coast to the Blue Mountains. I don't know if you've ever done that spectacular walk from the Three Sisters to the Scenic Railway, and the views of the sandstone cliff faces, the trees as far as the eye can see, are pretty breathtaking. Almost as breathtaking as the air up there on a winter's morning where it's currently 5 degrees. Just beyond the Scenic Railway remains one of the last undeveloped peninsula plateaus, the Radiata Plateau. It's privately owned, and earlier this year the owners, after numerous applications, were given the green light to develop one of three buildings. Now the Blue Mountains Conservation Society is concerned, so they've called on the state and federal governments to intervene to preserve the plateau. Vice President of the Society is Tara Cameron, and she joins us on the line. Tara, thanks for the time. Just try and place for everybody where this plateau is and what it looks like.
Good morning, Simon. Well, people may not know the name Radiata Plateau, but they've probably got a photo of it. So when you come up to the Blue Mountains, people know what it's like to look over, see the Three Sisters, drive around Cliff Drive, look over that beautiful Megalong Valley and see those cliff walls. Those spectacular sandstone cliffs, part of that is Radiata Plateau. So it's one of the iconic views of the mountains. It's the uninterrupted, spectacular view that you get when you look out to the south.
And what's on this plateau? Radiata pines, I imagine, but more?
Well, a lot more. It's actually, back in the 60s, there was a small section that was cleared to become pines, but they're overgrown now, they're dying off, and it's 300 hectares of beautiful bushland. It's surrounded, the sides of it, as I said, are cliff line, and it's actually iconic. It's known internationally by the climbers, so they're out there, and some of the photos on those cliff lines are amazing. It's rock crags, it's home to quolls, it's one of the 10 locations in New South Wales where the dwarf mountain pine grows. So it's this beautiful, spectacular forest where people go bushwalking, rock climbing, Aboriginal heritage sites, gliders, quolls, birds, you name it. It's really part of the Blue Mountains and what makes it so special.
Tara Cameron, Vice President of the Blue Mountains Conservation Society, as we look at this area called Radiata Plateau. So it's not actually Narrow Neck, it's the next one around, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. But thinking of Narrow Neck helps you get a bit of an idea of what it's like. It's one of those peninsulas that juts out into the Megalong Valley. And people would just assume that this is part of the national park. You just, you know, you look out that valley, you see this uninterrupted view, Narrow Neck one side, this is another side, and you're just going to assume that that's part of the park. So when people find out that it's actually privately owned and potentially up for development, they're really shocked.
So what is the development that's looking at being put in there?
Well, it's owned by a group called the Maharishi Global Administration through Natural Law Group. A bit of a big name. We tend to call it TM for short because it runs Transcendental Meditation. So they've had this plateau for 30 years, and in that time, lots of development applications have been kind of proposed. In the 90s, we had a proposal for a 400-bed conference facility. Thankfully, that was knocked over. That never happened. But more recently, we've had plans for spa resort and talk of spa resort and conference facility. And now there has been one building approved. So most recently, the group applied to develop three buildings on the plateau. That was fought by a coalition of some local residents, bushwalkers, climbers, and the Conservation Society. Two of those got knocked back, but one did get approved.
Isn't it sort of a case of they own the land, they've got the right to do what they want, though?
Absolutely, and that's what we're concerned about. This group has had the land for 30 years, and in that time, they've actually put it up for purchase. I think they recognise that it is a beautiful, it's a beautiful patch of land. It really should be in the national park, and the best place for it is to be undeveloped. So they've put it up for purchase before, but the government didn't take it up and it lapsed. So now they're still holding on to it and they're going to try for development again.
How feasible, though, is it for the government to buy it, given that it's this area and there is so much national park around it?
Absolutely. But this is like the missing link. Just imagine you're standing there looking at this view, scanning across the horizon, cliff line, valley, a little conference centre in the corner. I just think of it like, you know, the bit of beetroot blot on the white shirt. No one wants that to happen in the Blue Mountains. And while this does seem, you know, like another patch, it's an important patch. It's the missing piece. And Simon, you know, government buys land all the time. WestConnex is going through Sydney. You know, bits of Sydney Park are being purchased, trees cut down. I think what a bit of compensation for Sydney to be able to come up and have a bit of land purchased the other way.
You're holding a series of public meetings, but also people can find out more on the Blue Mountains Conservation website.
They absolutely can. If they have a look at Leave Radiata Plateau Wild, they can come and join us and get involved.
Well, look, Tara, all the best. I know that area. It's a beautiful part of Sydney, and thanks for sharing it with us on the Weekend Show.
Thank you, Simon.
Tara Cameron, the Vice President for the Blue Mountains Conservation Society. You're on ABC Radio Sydney. Simon Marnie here with you. And right now, at 7:45 with PA.